different juice.
We back, boy.
Finally,
it's been a minute, dog.
I know, no bullshit. That boy was in DR.
Man, yeah.
Drowning.
Yo. Nah, he was drowning. Boy.
Yo.
Now you can't swim.
Near death. Nah. Knows I can barely swim, bro.
What is going on?
Near death experience, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We got to start here?
Yes.
It's a little embarrassing, but like, damn, bro.
What
so,
you mean?
You know, your boy went to DR, trying to have a good time.
Mm.
So this was like day two, bro. Shorty and I, we go to a little party, a little boat party. This is my first time.
Oh, okay.
First time at, so on a boat
rocking,
party, bro.
You're lit.
Yo, we're getting lit.
I need to go on.
We did parasailing, like a whole bunch of activities right before that, bro.
That's
so
dope.
I'm turned.
You're lit.
Hell yeah.
Yo, so
fun as fuck, yo.
The next excursion was snorkeling, bro.
Oh my god.
Bro, I probably had like 4 shots at that point and maybe like
shots of what? The Boss Amigos?
No.
The Boss Amigos.
Relax, boy.
Boss Amigos is a dangerous drug.
Yeah, it is tough.
Boss Amigos.
That shit tore up the whole summer.
Oh, bro.
Everybody.
I seen it the other day take everybody by the nuts at a party. Everybody was drinking Casamigos. Mm-hmm. At one point, everybody was bent. It was crazy.
I hear it.
So definitely the drink of the summer.
It's smooth. It's smooth.
It is smooth, nigga, for
it's
no
not,
reason.
It's not smoother than the Rocks tequila, though.
I never had that.
Rocks tequila
never
smooth,
had
that. But that shit.
Punch.
Yeah, it hit me. The first shot I took of it,
nah,
it went down.
Nigga.
It was smooth, and I like 10 minutes later, I'm like, fuck,
nah.
This shit,
yo, different
burn.
Juice. Different juice should do a shot challenge.
Ooh,
shot challenge.
Hell no, I'm done.
Let's do it.
I'm gone.
I'm
y'all
with
niggas
it.
Got it.
What happened? What happened? You almost died. What happened?
Oh, bro. So they're passing out the snorkeling gear, the goggles with the little tube joint on the side.
Mm-hmm.
A life vest. First of all, this is where red flag number one came. Homie gave me a medium for my life vest, bro. I was choking in that shit.
Ew, that must
second
have been wild.
Why didn't you just ask for a new one?
Bro, because that was the last nigga to put it on.
Oh,
that was the last
brother.
One.
Now he got the last life jacket.
Yo, bro. So, that's mind wild. You, we had taken like pictures and shit. Bro, I look back at the pictures to this day. My nose is out.
Oh.
You're what?
What do you
my
mean
whole nose is out of the mask.
That's...
Yo, do I have to show you, bro?
What do you mean? The goggles ain't fit you?
Whoa,
bro,
man.
I was so
why
bent.
Why did you go
bro.
Under the water with goggles that don't fit you, brother?
Bro.
What's good with you?
I was so bent that I didn't realize that my nose wasn't covered, bro.
What?
Yes.
Dwell. Oh, my goodness.
That's bad,
bro.
Dog.
Look at my nose, bro. My whole shit is out.
Let me see.
You look like Mario.
He got a nose piece at the top of his nose, brother.
Oh, my God.
This is where everything went south.
Oh, that picture? I seen that picture.
Send me that
We've
shit
seen
too.
That picture.
Bro, so I jump off this fucking boat, bro. Everybody's just looking at me and shit. I turn around. I pose for a little picture and shit.
No.
Indeed, though.
I go deep. I'm like, yeah, pause. I go fucking deep, bro. And I start, like, swimming underwater. And I see mad fish. Everything's beautiful. Couple seconds, nigga. I started swallowing water, bro. I'm like, shit. I gotta go up, bro. I gotta go up. Yo, it takes me dumb long to get up. I'm trying to find my way to my girl and shit. Yo, I get up and I'm like hyperventilating and shit, telling her like, yo.
Yeah, because when
you
snorkel,
having fun, bro?
You're not
like,
supposed to go all the way like.
This nigga went all the way under.
The shit has to come out with
yes,
air. You have, that's
bro.
What you breathe. That's how you breathe. So your stupid ass was submerging yourself and choking on water. You could
nigga,
kill yourself.
Yeah, for real, nigga.
I confused this shit with scuba diving, my nigga.
Oh,
that's how fucking
God.
Bent I was.
I was on Facebook the other day, bro, and there was this thing about TikTok. And there was this guy that he was like, his boat had gotten selected for like some government shit, and he was like recording like what was going on, and he was like, oh, there's like mad labs here, and they like, we're going out to like this random part of the ocean that nobody like talks about or whatever, bro. He posted like this video. He was like, yo, you guys hear that? And it was like it was like something screaming from like the water, like mad loud, right? He thought it was dolphins. And then like there was another video like later, he was like, bro, it sounds like a girl.
Get the
and
fuck out of here.
And screaming, screaming, screaming.
Fuck.
And then come to find out, like, I start reading the comments and shit. I guess that boat that he was on is out there looking for, like, sirens, bro.
Sirens?
You ever heard of a siren?
Like a, those like a, shits in, like, one of those scary video games that scream? They be screeching or some shit?
Supposedly, they, like, kill men. Like, they, like, attract men, like, with their singing.
Get the fuck...
They're like mermaids, basically.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Yeah, bro.
Ain't no way that shit was real.
That shit was crazy, though. That's scary. I gotta fuck. Show y'all. I gotta show y'all. Because when you hear it, when you hear it, it's like...
Yo, that's like... Chills, nigga.
Yeah, you're like, yo, what is that? Yo, but
some animals really be sounding wild, bro.
Yo, remember that night, shit? Nigga? Yo.
That shit was dumb scary.
Was it you?
Yes, he was here too. What, nigga.
You was there,
nigga,
too?
I ran inside the house, bro. I'm a grown-ass man,
yo,
bro.
Yo, nigga, we Where? Was outside. Here, nigga.
We were coming inside the house, bro, from, like, picking up food or some shit.
Oh, my God, that shit what happened? Wild. Nigga, a fucking, it was a bobcat, like, screech. But
that shit sounded like a witch.
Yo, that shit was the scariest shit I ever heard. Nigga, right outside, door, bro. Yo, nigga, me and him. Yo, what the fuck? Nigga, don't bullshit. Yo, what the fuck was
Yo, Larry,
that?
We done that shit a couple times. Oh, yeah, you remember that shit at Forest Park when we were young as fuck, nigga?
Pulled up. Yeah. Yo, get the fuck out.
Yo, nigga.
That shit's real?
The ocean is... Like, bro, there's a lot of shit in the ocean,
that we don't know about, yo.
Don't know about.
Yo.
So if, like, a... Like mermaids, I think mermaids can exist. Yeah, I think there's a possibility that like they're not human.
Yo, then mermaids are the aliens we've been looking for.
Yes, that's what, yo. I always be thinking that. Like, yo, what if aliens come from the ocean? What if aliens come from the ocean? What if they don't come from space?
We've been look. That's just a distraction.
Yes. What if they have something underneath us? Damn. What if there's something underneath us?
What?
That we don't know about. Because we
just come we're just here just chilling.
Yes.
We're just here chilling, bro.
Like, UFOs. What if UFOs don't really go back into space? What if they,
submarines, boy?
Yeah, what if they just go into ocean? What if there's, like, an opening in the ocean?
And they just travel.
And they just go right through the opening.
There's definitely creatures out there that we don't know about.
I be seeing even God be seeing creatures in the Quran. God created every day. It's like, yo, when did that come out?
Man. It's fucking it's scary,
that?
Bro.
Yo, like, when did you create that?
I know. Yo.
Like, you got a monkey with three eyes and
literally in the middle, like, of his head. Like, yo, damn, what the fuck?
Where he come from? He could swim for 10 hours. You'll be like, yo, dude, what is this superhuman alien thing?
Nah, but if you think about humans, we actually are fucking wild. Like, all the shit we're capable of doing,
bro.
Humans, monkeys are crazy too,
bro. Like, octopuses. Not only are we fucking smart as fuck, but, like, imagine, like, super athletes. Yeah. Like LeBron, nigga, as a fucking, like,
yo,
animal. No, not animal, but like a
yo.
Like, when you look at, like, if he was, like, the prototype for humans,
compared
to, like, other animals,
damn,
it's wild.
Yeah, yo, it's funny that you say this, because in the recent Rory and Maul episode, I believe Rory was saying, just let all the athletes and shit just.
Steroids, bro.
And just let them and just see what we could just do as
break
humans.
All the records and shit, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga, baseball needs to allow that shit again.
Baseball?
Yes.
I don't know. I like keeping it natural, though.
But, like,
I feel like natural's more human.
Bro. But it's still
baseball
natural,
went through a golden era,
right,
bro.
But right now, they're going through the same shit, bro. Ohtani just hit for 40 the other day, bro. His 40th home run.
Oh my God. He's really killing.
If he does this for like 3 more years. No bullshit, he's going to be on, like, a LeBron James tier of athlete.
Bro, he's nice.
Whoa.
He's extremely fast.
Yeah, he's big.
He hits the ball 500 feet away. He could throw the ball at a 100 miles an hour.
That's the Japanese guy you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Bro, that's animal shit.
They were,
like,
talking about
beast.
Somebody was talking about him warming up the other day, and he was throwing, like, medicine baseball, like, at the wall, like, minutes before the game started.
That's scary.
Bro, he's 6'5".
I was just about to ask, how tall is he? What the
As
fuck? How much he weigh?
35? Yeah.
Probably.
He's a healthy dude. Yo, I seen him hit a ball to first base and run it out. He beat the first baseman to first base.
Get the fuck out of here.
And he's that fast, bro. He's extremely fast. He gets up the line like this, bro.
That's scary.
Like, he's a
team does he play for?
The Angels. And not only that, he plays
Mike
with
Trout?
The best baseball player of all time.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
And even Mike Trout be talking about it. He's like, yo, I've never seen this shit before. He's like, yo, he can hit the ball 400 feet right field, completely away from him. Come on the mound, throw 101 miles an hour, and then go play right field because he wants to.
Yo, baseball's like popping right now, low key. Baseball is making a comeback, bro. I like what they did with that field.
They go the Field of Dreams. Yeah, is tough. The Yankees are tough again.
So is the NFL falling off?
Nah, we got some. Well, not we, but the NFL got some like dope quarterbacks that got like a lot of attention.
There's a lot that's of young true. Talent.
Yeah,
that's coming that's through just it, right? sports mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful, it's yo, amazing, and it's yo. Like a mix of races, yo. It's like yeah. yo, everything like coming together. It's so beautiful.
It's dope. It's dope.
Yeah, it's dope as
but
fuck.
Yeah, like baseball, bro. They got like Tatis. He came back. He was out for like a month. He came back and hit 3 home runs in his first game back.
Damn.
Sports right now is dope, bro. Even in the NBA.
People, I want to just say this on the record, just so it's on fucking video. Everybody that is saying this about the Lakers, all right, Cam, I get it. I know about Westbrook, about the slander I was giving him. I know, I was giving Westbrook slander. But I got to roll with him now since he's on the fucking Lakers.
You should hear Dwell talk about bro.
You guys, so people still think Trae Young isn't better than Westbrook.
Oh, hold on. Before y'all go, let me get this.
Just player by player.
Everybody needs to keep the same fucking energy about the Lakers, yo. I don't want to hear nothing when they win the chip.
He's an 84 when we're balling, overall in 2K. How
that's
about that?
Ridiculous.
How about that? He's an MVP. He averaged a triple-double. He's only an 84
That's crazy.
Overall.
2K. 2K's... I don't want. I'm glad I'm not following him. I'm not. If Anthony Davis is really an 89,
I'm
going
to get mad. I don't want
to
get mad.
What the fuck?
See, look at that.
Oh, my God, bro.
If he's really an 89,
yo, you know who else is an 89? Zion Williamson. You're telling me Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson are the same overall? You're telling me
Jason
Tatum?
Did you see Trae Young's?
Yo, you're telling me Jason Tatum is only a 90 overall?
I said Trae Young should be a 91.
Bro, Trae Young should be a 90.
I think Tatum should be a
91.
At least Tatum.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I fuck with Tatum. Tatum's nice, bro.
His game is smooth, bro, but like I gotta see him like
he's nice, bro.
Nice. Boston, I think Boston just needs to pull the trigger and get fucking Dame, nigga. Pair him and Tatum, I love that, bro. That'd be big
like
for
Jaylen
them.
Brown, though.
I know.
Jaylen Brown got very good, though.
No. I see. I like what they're doing there, but I feel like they just need to pull that trigger, bro. To be honest, I don't know.
Sutton.
I think that's the only thing they can do,
you know,
bro.
What? It's because the Celtics organization sends these false dreams to these fans with
so
this nonsense. With
you
this
guys
nonsense.
Are never winning a chip.
They're going to come and tell you every year that they're going to win a chip. They
they're
just
so
signed Marcus Smart to some crazy deal.
Yeah.
And like,
so
you think that's to match the Dame deal, though?
No. They're not going to go get Dame. No.
No, because like that's not a big, that's not an important piece. Yeah.
Bro, nobody want to play in Boston.
Nobody want to come to Boston.
Like, bro,
Boston fans, come on now, just stop.
It's cold here. It sucks.
Yeah, I know. And racist as fuck, nigga. The fans are crazy.
Yes, I know them fans are going to be talking
crazy.
Sick when they lose.
Yeah.
Especially, you know who I know gets the worst too? Marcus Smart. I know it because he be doing some dumb
stinks.
Shit.
He stinks.
Yeah, he be doing
nah,
some
Marcus
nuts.
Smart's solid. I like Marcus Smart. I'll take him in LA. But you take him in Atlanta.
I'll take
he
him
makes
in
some
Miami.
Really bad decisions.
You take him in Atlanta
over
Trae Young.
I would like to see him.
If he played with us, we would be crazy. If we picked out Marcus Smart this offseason, we'd be like
Whoa.
The Bad Boy Pistons, brother.
I would have y'all coming out the East.
Yeah, but it's an overrated pickup.
Why is it an overrated pickup?
He's a very system-based player, and I don't see anybody but Bam maybe.
Benefiting off him?
Yeah.
And Jimmy.
No.
Yes. I think that takes a lot off Jimmy.
Who is doubling Jimmy Butler
when
he drives?
Whoa. This nigga wild.
He really hates Jimmy Butler, yo.
Bro,
he really hates
him. He just averaged 14 in that series where y'all got swept. Why is he still y'all God,
bro? Yo, who the fuck? What? He's not my God?
Bro, y'all swear this nigga's, like, amazing, bro.
I think he's good.
He's solid.
Yeah, just got swept, and
he
averaged 14.
Bro, he had a very bad year last year.
Brown
was hurt.
Why is that
COVID?
Swept under the rug? And he's not gonna. Yo,
what's
y'all
mean?
Better hope.
Jimmy Butler brought the Miami Heat to the finals.
Well,
bro, not
no,
him.
That
but
team was
helped.
Good that year.
I know, but he was there.
We had the same
another,
team last year,
and he didn't
year.
Fold.
Bro,
if anything, he
that
elevated.
Year, they you guys went to the finals.
Is the Dragons wasn't there.
Better than any season Kyle Lowry's ever had.
Kyle Lowry won the finals, brother.
I don't give
he
a fuck.
He was the second best player on the team.
I don't give a fuck. That
and
playoff
I don't
run,
give a fuck.
That playoff run?
He does not give a fuck.
He only Dragic only averaged like 20-19 a game.
Bro.
Kyle Lowry averages that on the season.
Wait. I want to understand this.
What?
50-32 is unrealistic.
The Hawks are the second best team in the league.
No. They got the second best roster.
The second best roster in the NBA.
Like 1-15, yeah. I'm convinced.
You shitting me?
I'm not saying starting five. I'm not saying starting five, but 1 through 15, I'm
Dude,
not
bugging. Wow, that's insane, right.
You don't even
bro.
Use 1 through 15.
I'm saying, yes, exactly. And I'm saying we still have the best roster 1
Who's
through
on
15.
Who's on
your
bench?
Nigga, look at
Kevin
bench,
Herter?
Bro.
That's who? Right. That's the guy that's busting my bench ass? All right,
my boy.
Bugging, bro.
Our bench better than y'all's.
Yo, y'all niggas did. Yo, y'all. They did this shit last year, too. Started you do this two? Every no. You do no. this every last year when I bring up the Hogs being good.
Whoa, I what don't. You mean? I always fuck with the Hogs.
Nah, come on.
Dude, but you're bugging with that roster shit. That's so who's number one? Who has the best roster?
The Nets.
The Nets.
Okay, yeah. And then what? Atlanta? What? What? That don't Are even make sense, all right, bro. All right,
so if I said third, I'm bugging.
No, bro. No. Lakers, then who? Maybe Miami, because that's we're just talking about them.
Nah.
And then I don't know. I don't. I'm not gonna say Miami's third, but just because we're talking about them, I can't think right now.
What?
Nah.
Brooklyn probably. LA
roster.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. The Bucks just came off a
exactly.
Chip.
You got to put them up there the too.
God, bro.
Y'all not better than the Bucks, Dwell. Y'all not better than the Bucks.
Nah, we they took them seven games though.
Six
games.
Trae Young was out for one. We were still missing DeAndre Hunter and Cameron Reddish, bro.
If we're being
and if
real,
we took the champs to six games and you guys got swept the same year and you got fucking Kyle Lowry, fuck out of here, bro.
No. And they got Vic.
PJ Tucker and Victor Oladipo.
Ooh, PJ Tucker's big, bro.
What do you mean? PJ Tucker is not big.
That system, bro.
Bro, he still dropped like 50 on him.
It don't matter, goodness. Bro. It doesn't matter. He can't. He's not doing that with PJ Tucker running at him. He's not doing that with Bam Adebayo. Jimmy
bro,
Butler.
He
he's not
hooking PJ Tucker. What are you talking about? He can't keep up with him.
Bro, they just won a series based off of PJ Tucker guarding Trae Young. They just won a series off of that. So y'all know that Drake and Ye, I don't know. He's losing his mind or something. I don't know. But Drake is just, I don't know what's going on with these guys. They got beef. Ye's trying to make it seem like Drake's bullying him.
Niggas is, yo, okay, what was you saying?
He's a grown-ass man, bro. What you mean? You got four kids. Nobody's bullying you, dude. Like, and Ye is my man's. Like, I really mess with Ye.
Oh, my God.
But, like, come on, bro.
Yo.
Y'all think it's good for music?
Yes. It's fucking amazing. Amazing.
So?
But I think, I don't know, I think they're probably in on it together, but it's a great for music. Real great. It definitely keeps me interested. So I'm, like, anticipating their drop. It makes me, like, see, like, new shit that's also
dropping honestly
up
think
as well.
That it, I honestly think that it's just Ye doing it on purpose.
All this shit, yeah, bro. It's 100%.
Like, that's why
it's
I
not
think,
even
like,
gonna be worth it, though.
Yeah, like Drake. I think like Drake laughing, like he thinks like this you is know, a joke. Like yeah, you're not serious.
Thinks he's doing something. With
he's
that.
Trying to feed. He's trying to like get clout off him. Almost.
Yeah,
it's
like
sad.
You're not serious. Like what are you doing? You're
man,
Kanye West.
Dito. Oh,
you know
shit.
What I'm saying? Like,
oh damn, that I felt that.
You know what I'm saying? You're Kanye West.
That.
Like,
damn, I felt that.
That's why I think like Drake. I think Drake is gonna go too far, bro. I think he's gonna
End these niggas' careers.
He's gonna do something. I just know like he's gonna bug out. He's gonna do something that violates
fucking
to the point where Ye's gonna really want to fight this thing. Like Ye
what
might go to
say?
His house.
What was I gonna say?
He might do like a Kim Kardashian voicemail on an intro to a fucking bar track.
Wow.
Nothing. Everything aimed at good music.
And after that, he's gonna be like, "That's your wife." And then he's gonna just, "That's the end of your career."
All
Kanye.
Good music.
Oh, that remember that dude that told Drake to hold back? Drake ain't holding back this time. It's over, bro. Good. Thank you. That's what I've been waiting for, too.
No, but Ye's
that's what Drake
should have
done the first
do something
time.
That's going to cross the line that makes Drake
force I think
hand.
He already did. Yo, leaking the Addy? Year? But I know. But it's just the principle behind it, though. It's like, bro,
what
the fuck are you doing, nigga?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, how far are you willing to take this now? It's like nigga,
it's
I'm
like
gonna
we
have to call
earlier.
You. Like I'm gonna have
so
to go
you
see
up,
you,
nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
If why you are you putting that? Yo. Exactly.
You know
so
where
you
I'm at. Yo,
pull
exactly,
up.
Yo. Like, yo, I'm gonna have shit. To. Yo, like that's crazy.
It's a little weird, bro.
That is weird, yo.
45.
Burnt
yeah,
out,
bro.
Yo, niggas is crazy.
It's just like, and it looks like Drake's like not bothered by it. Like he's not even fazed by it. Like
because he knows he's about to wipe them niggas out. He knows he's about to wipe them niggas out and make millions off it.
Bro, and Drake's been everywhere, too, bro. His album's going to be crazy,
It's
going
to be amazing, bro. I just hope he doesn't play around. I really hope it's just, okay, let's make a good ass album. You know
what I hope he doesn't do? I hope he doesn't take this energy that Ye is trying to give him and try to, like, kind of like what he did with Scorpion. Like, Pusha T kind of forced his hand with the kid shit. Mm-hmm. So now, like, Scorpion got turned into, like, he got a couple tracks now about his
you
kid.
You think that's why he's doing that?
Like,
because he knows it'll probably hinder his album, possibly, maybe. Yeah. Because he knows Drake's going to want to respond.
Yeah.
And he's going to feel that
he's
pressure.
He's trying to poke the bear. Yeah.
Wow.
He's trying to, like, make him, like,
alter his album a little bit.
He's trying to force his hand to say something.
Yeah.
Now everybody's watching. Yeah, now everybody's listening to CLB to see what he says about Ye.
Drake might just drop a fucking, like, little pack like what he did with Meek and prolong his little album until his birthday.
Nah, he don't even need to drop.
He's gonna drop a little pack. Away now. He's gonna drop a little pack, end these niggas' career. That's gonna keep us satisfied until October. Bam, certified lover boy.
He doesn't need to drop.
Huh?
He doesn't need to drop at all.
He just needs to keep doing what he's been
doing. Yeah, I know, it's crazy. I'm just saying. That'd be dope
everywhere.
If he did that.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Yeah. He's made a song with Trippy Red. Yeah. What? I need that Uzi verse. I need that Uzi Jizzy track.
I need him and Tory to make fucking music, bro.
I don't think it would sound that good.
You don't think so? That shit would sound amazing.
Depends. Maybe these niggas with both of their slow shit.
Imagine these niggas
like bar for bar. I don't know.
Bars too.
You're
bugging. Bars what?
Maybe if they went back to back, like
nigga, you know that you know in that freestyle where he's like, you better get your toes, you better get, where he's on the with that white nigga.
Yeah.
If Drake hit him on some shit, you're bugging.
Drake goes fast.
Right.
You're bugging.
Imagine both of these niggas in their fake Jamaican
controller
bag. They would set the summer on fire. You know what it is though? I think it's Tory's whole shit with Meg that's fucking everything though. Whose album you think is gonna be better?
Oh, easily certified. CLB baby.
Come on.
Certified Lover Boy.
I don't know, man. Donda.
That boy OVO King. You already listened to Donda. Do you wanna talk about that or I don't know?
I mean, based off the last listening party.
Why was wrong with that? I mean, it's up to him.
It was a listening party. It was a listening party.
Oh, okay.
Based off the last listen, because everybody that tuned in heard it.
Yeah, you heard it out. Yeah. I didn't hear nothing.
So it's like.
Because I actually thought it was going to be good, and I wanted to be surprised. But like, damn, yay, fuck. Well, I just. Okay, your review.
Bert has. He's just lucky he knows a lot of people. And he is who he is. Yeah.
He's very. Dito, man. He's got to get his mental.
His verses wasn't. Nothing crazy. Insane.
Why are people telling him, like, yo, this is ass?
Because he's Kanye West, bro. And it's not ass because the production is always
amazing.
So it always sounds good. But it's like, what? And then you tap into what he's saying, and he's like, You're like, wait. Yeah,
bro. You gotta leave that outside.
He's ruining that shit.
Yeah, say something. Leave Hold on. Say something. What do you
say, nigga? Say something.
You're not saying anything.
I'm giving.
We giving up on you. Yeah, get like, the fuck out of here.
What's going on?
Yeah. And well, you want to wrap it up?
Nah, it's different there. Juice. We back. Give us more topics, y'all.
Damn.
We ain't linked up in probably like 3 weeks, damn, so we probably miss a lot of shit.
Nah, living life.
Boys
baby.
Was living.
Yeah, man.
Nigga, shit.
Like, comment, subscribe, share, show us some love.
Yep. If your cut's not from cuffing, it's fucking trash. Different Drews, Larry, Wells, Cam, yes, sir.